Hello once again, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another really good revision history podcast with me, Mr. Hutchison. And this one's one of my favourite parts of the Medicine Through Time course. It's absolutely horrific history, but I love teaching this one. Really, really gruesome. And this is, of course, the Black Death. So this is the Black Death, 1348. Sometimes you see the date is 1349 or 1347. They're all right, okay? This is a worldwide event. The plague spread throughout Europe, through the Middle East. Sorry, through the Middle East, into Europe, and then into England, we think around 1348, 1349. So either one of those dates would be fine. And of course, what we are referring to here is the bubonic plague. So this is actually made up of two pestilences, the bubonic plague and actually the pneumonic plague. The bubonic plague is a particularly horrible thing. It manifests itself as these large buboes, which are essentially like large boils, and they appear where your glands are closest to the surface of the skin, and your glands are close to the surface of the skin, either under your armpits, on your neck, or perhaps worst of all, in your groinal area. And now, if you imagine having a spot on your face, you know, it happens sometimes, you get spots on your face and they're really, really painful, and you just get this urge to squeeze them and pop them. Well, a bubo is very similar, except for much, much, much bigger. So a bubo would be somewhere between the size of a golf ball and the size of a tennis ball. So you can only just imagine that either under your armpits or between your legs. It's an absolutely brutally painful disease, this. And the pneumonic plague was just as bad. So pneumonic plague was spread via sneezing and coughing, and it attacked the lungs and pretty much literally turned your lungs to liquid. And that one was far more virulent, it was far more violent. If you caught the pneumonic plague, you'd probably be lucky to last a few days. So we now know as historians that the most likely way this is spread was via fleas that were transmitted on that were carried on the backs of rats, and that's how the plague actually was spread through the fleas biting people. That's how you caught the bubonic plague. Of course, you could catch this via touch as well, you know, and being in close proximity to each other. The pneumonic part of the plague was caught through droplets in the air that could be easily, breathed in and caught that way. But I stress that people in medieval times had absolutely no idea how this was spread. They had theories, but they didn't know for sure how it was spread. And it was the nature of it, really, folks. We're talking about approximately 75 million people dying worldwide. And it's also estimated that 40% of everyone in Europe died during the Black Death. Now, I know that's just a number, but try for a moment, if you will, just to think about that for a moment and what that means. 40%, you know, that's not far off half of everyone you know dropping dead. And it's not just, you know, the nature of the scale of death, but it's the manner in which it happened. This is an extremely painful, extremely violent disease that spread rapidly, and they had no idea what was happening. They didn't understand why it was happening. They didn't know how it spread. So of course, being extremely religious, as most people were in England at the time, they thought this was God's punishment. And it's easy to see why they made that connection here, because of the nature of it. You know, it feels like an apocalypse. To the people living at the time, they thought this was quite literally the end of days. This was it. This was the end of the world. Okay, God is sending his vengeance upon people for the sins that they have enacted whilst they've been alive. And that is generally what people believed. And during the Black Death, you have sort of more strange, not beliefs, but treatments or preventative measures popping up out of sheer desperation. So perhaps the most famous example of this is flagellants, not flatulence. That's something different. Flagellants. Okay, and flagellants were like almost like a cult, if you like, a group of people who believed that the plague was punishment from God. And so through sheer desperation, they thought it best that if they punished themselves, then that would save God the trouble of needing to do something. It would show their repentance, if you like. And so they did this by whipping themselves. So they would travel up and down the country, not wearing very much. So, you know, if you are listening from England, you know how terrible the weather is here. If you're not listening from England, I'm sure you've heard how terrible the weather is here. It's very famously bad. So, you know, that in itself, not wearing very much, traveling around England, is a punishment. But they would whip themselves with reeds or branches, or they would make sort of whips, if you like, out of leather, and sometimes they would put thorns in there or studded metal studs, and whip themselves as a punishment, as a visible and very real punishment to stop God from feeling the need to, if you like. Now, the church wasn't hugely in favor of flagellants because they're a bit extreme. You know, the church would rather you went to church and prayed. But so, you know, the church wasn't encouraging this behavior, if you like. But it's something that some people quite famously did. Now, of course, traveling around the country trying to persuade more people to your cause in the hope that placates God's vengeance even further, you know, if a couple of those flagellants do happen to fall ill from the plague, you're spreading it even further, aren't you? So there are clear and obvious issues here as well. So treatments during the Black Death then, mainly to do with prayer, often as well going on pilgrimage. A pilgrimage is a journey of religious significance, and the further you went, the more of your sins would be absolved. That was the idea. Now, pilgrimage could be to a site of religious significance within the country, or could be, you know, really, really far away. The ultimate pilgrimage was to Jerusalem, which is the center of the Catholic faith, amongst others. And of course, the problem here is you are, again, inadvertently spreading the disease by running around the country. A lot of people, of course, just ran away in fear. It makes sense, right? They saw the Black Death come in, or they assumed it was coming, so they were trying to escape and run away. Of course, again, the problem with that is that if you have caught the disease unknowingly, then you are spreading it around, aren't you? So a lot of problems there. Yes. The only other example, and this isn't an English one, so it depends which course you're doing at this point, folks. The EdExcel course focuses very much on medicine through time from an English perspective. So we've got to be careful here. Now, there are some examples in Europe of populations of Jews being blamed for the Black Death. You know, Jews tended to move around looking for a place to settle. Often they weren't made to feel very welcome places, and therefore moved on. You know, and in instances where Jewish people had come to settle and then the Black Death followed, you know, a few years behind them, the Jewish populations were ridiculously blamed for that. And there was we have some examples of anti-Semitism, violence and pogroms against Jewish people as a direct result of the Black Death, which they've been blamed for. However, this does not happen in England. And this does not happen in England, not because the English are, you know, particularly sympathetic to the problems that Jews were facing, not at all. It's that there were no Jews in England at the time. By 1348, they had all been kicked out of the country. They'd been expelled from the country by Longshanks in 1290. So, yeah, there weren't any Jews in the country to blame. They'd all been banished, which is a shameful part of our history there. So just be careful if you are going to use that one in an exam context, which exam board you're writing for, which context you're writing within. You know, it's just a little thing to bear in mind there, that there were no Jews to blame in England because of the act of expulsion in 1290. And I think that's it for that one, folks. Now, where this would appear on the exam, though, you could use this in general for treatments or beliefs in the medieval period, using the Black Death, you know, flagellation, for example, as a preventative measure or treatment during the medieval age. But perhaps where it's more likely to appear is in that four marker. And I'm talking about the EdExcel part, the EdExcel exam here. If you're doing one of the other exam boards, you're just listening for the knowledge, that's absolutely fine. You can kind of ignore this bit because I'm just specifically talking about the EdExcel exam here. But there's a four-mark comparison question where you're asked to compare eras for treatments, beliefs, preventative measures, whatever it is. And an obvious one here would be a comparison between 1348, 1349 and 1665. So obviously I will do a podcast on that one when I get there. By the time you're listening to this, it may already exist. So do scroll up, as it were, and you may find it. But in 1665, there was another outbreak of the same plague in London, called the Great Plague. But the Black Death and Great Plague were the same thing. They were just two different outbreaks of the same disease, you know, 300 years or thereabouts apart from each other. So, you know, what we have as historians there is a clear comparison point, because, you know, if treatments and beliefs have improved with regards to the bubonic plague in 1665 compared to 1348, then there's been undeniable progress there. If they've remained largely the same, then that shows stagnation. So what you've got is an outbreak of the same plague 300 years apart, which is an obvious comparison if we're measuring progress, if that makes sense. So I think it's a likely one to appear in that context, although not every year, of course. So something to bear in mind there. So when you do come to do 1665, do bear in mind the Black Death as well, and how the treatments and preventative measures compare to each other. All right. But failing that, you can use the case study here of the Black Death, 1348, 1349, as just a general example of treatments and beliefs for the medieval period. Anyway, folks, I hope that's been useful to you. Do tune in for the next one. And as always, keep working hard. Bye-bye then.